This is a podcast from The Sample Cast, Volume 1, Issue 14.
The Sample Cast.
Hi there, I'm Reuben Cornell and welcome to this week's Samplecast. This is number 14 and I want to, at the start of the show, say a big thank you to everybody who's subscribed to us both on YouTube and on iTunes and all those other podcasting platforms. But on YouTube, we hit a milestone this week. We've now got 1,000 subscribers, which is fantastic. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart to everybody who's been listening and watching to the show. It means such a great deal to me that the show is getting out there and everybody's spreading the word about it. Thank you so much. If you are enjoying the Samplecast and want people to know about it, then please give us a review and rating on iTunes. Obviously, you can share the show online. You can contact us as well, either through the website at thesamplecast.com. You can email us directly by dropping a line to thesamplecast@gmail.com. Or of course, you can catch up with us on Facebook or Twitter at thesamplecast. There's a huge show this week. We've got two big reviews and a whole lot more. So let's get into it.
Roundup.
I reviewed Berlin First Chairs strings last week, and we've still got Cine Sample solo strings to come this month. So it's a big month for string libraries. Here's another one. It's solo strings from Spitfire. And here you've got two violins, viola and cello. So pretty typical string quartet. It runs in the full version of Kontakt. It's 106GB uncompressed, that's 71GB of hard drive space you'll need, so a pretty huge library. Apparently it took Spitfire 4 years to gather all the samples together for this, and it's been performed by a quartet in the UK who plays together regularly. They've got two methods of playing here, with key switches on the one hand and a performance patch on the other, which kind of analyses your playing and the engine works it out for you and uses the correct articulations. You've got 6 microphone positions, 15 articulations in total. The main bulk of the library is ready to purchase now, but in a couple of weeks' time you'll also get ensemble patches and improved first violins and cellos. Not sure why Spitfire's doing it that way and kind of pushing things to after the release date. I really hope that doesn't become a trend in sample libraries, because that would be a bit annoying to have to update all the time. But as I say, you can check out the Spitfire Audio website and have a look at the samples there that are available now.
Thank you.
Factory by Sugar Bites is an interesting plugin. I've actually got a few of their plugins myself, including Artillery 2 and Effectrix, and use those quite regularly. This is a polysynth for Windows and Mac. It's in AU, VST and AAX for Pro Tools. And here you've got 2x10 oscillator engines with additional sub and noise oscillators. There's 11 filter types in there. You've got a modulation matrix, sequencers, multi-effects, and an arpeggiator as well. There's quite a lot to this synth, so it's worth checking out the Sugar Bites website. Check the description below for details. Big release for Native Instruments now in conjunction with Soundiron. It's their Symphony series woodwind ensembles and woodwind solos. Runs in the Kontakt player, of course, with the NI, and is also compatible with the Kontakt hardware that's available now. You've got three separate packages. One is ensemble woodwinds, one is solo, or you can buy it both together. Now, this includes most of the woodwind instruments you've heard of, but in some pretty unusual combinations. You've also got saxophones thrown in there. The ensembles are six instruments each, so quite large ensemble groups. With the instruments, there's three microphone positions. You've got a multi-mic mix as well. And the articulations include, you know, all the normal ones, shorts and longs and ups and downs, that kind of thing. But some interesting effects too. There's really a lot of detail there. Too much for me to really go into in this short roundup, but have a look on the Soundiron website. On the subject of Soundiron, they've also got an Alto Glockenspiel, which has just been released. Runs in the full version of Kontakt, 2.5 GB there. You've got 10 Kontakt presets, and it's a 25 key Alto Glockenspiel, although the range has been artificially stretched out to cover the whole keyboard as well. Three separate articulations with different beaters. You've got close and far mics, glissando samples in there as well. And also as an added bonus, they've thrown in a kind of toy Glockenspiel as well for some interesting effects. In the normal Soundiron way, they've also got some pads and atmospheres, 63 of those, that have been developed from the original samples. So have a look at that. Thank you. Not a company I'd heard of until this week, but they seem to be doing some interesting stuff. It's Sonic's Enema, I hope that's how you pronounce it, and their new pack is called Primal. The full version of Contact is needed for this, and it runs in the Photosynthesis engine. You'll have heard me going on about that engine a few times in the past. You've got a gig of samples there, and it's 10 glass and metallic instruments, and also 30 textures, pads, 20 transitions, and 20 rhythmic patches too. They've also chucked in some auxiliary percussion patches, and I've had a listen to the demos for this online. Sounds pretty interesting with some nice kind of organic atmospheres. So have a look at the Sonic Enema website, check that out. Lastly, I want to give a shout out to Loopmasters. Most people will know them, huge company that have done sample libraries for years, but for the next couple of months they're running a charity drive for War Child, the children's charity. It runs until September the 2nd, and basically you can buy from them a bundle of samples, which is 2 gigabytes in content from some top name DJs and producers. Absolutely all the proceeds from that sample library go straight to War Child, and the library's just $9.95. So dig deep into your pockets and support that really good cause.
Big review.
Here's one of this week's big reviews. It's Cinematic Instruments Interval. It runs in the full version of Contact. It's not a huge instrument. It'll only take about 350 megs on your hard drive. And here you've got 13 different sound sources, which are spread out in intervals by the Contact engine. So what you do is you choose up to 4 of these and decide which intervals they will use on the 12-tone scale. How this instrument works is a little bit hard to get your head around. Luckily the manual is pretty good here, and you can create pads or arps or kind of rhythmic effects as well. It doesn't look like there's a lot of content at first glance, but once you get into it you'll find that just tweaking a few of the controls on the interface really makes all the difference. As a bonus, Cinematic Instruments have thrown in 2 intimate piano patches. They're close mic'd, kind of emotional and intimate sounding pianos with some fun controls for adding pot effects, noise, and 8 different types of reverb. So here I'm not going to go into too much detail about how Interval actually works. It's best to have a look at the Cinematic Instruments walkthroughs and also the video here if you really want to know the ins and outs of this instrument. I really like the concept of it. It was completely innovative. I hadn't seen anything quite like this before. The sounds were impressive, both the sources and the presets that have been made from the sources. And it's really perfect for both intense and subtle scoring. There's a lot of mileage out of those few amount of sounds there.
Thank you.
Things I'd like to see improved? Well, the interface didn't really bowl me over, it's a little bit drab. The arpeggio controls are hiding in an options menu that's kind of easy to miss, certainly for the first few minutes I couldn't find it. Arguably the arpeggio controls and functions are some of the most interesting parts of the library and enable the sounds to be used in many different ways. So it's a bit of a shame that it's hidden away, you'll just have to poke about into the interface until you find it. I did think Interval was a little bit expensive for what it was, considering the number of sound sources and presets available, although undeniably it is an interesting concept, so I can see why they're trying to push that, and I did have a lot of fun with it.
Free VST.
This is the section for free samples and plugins, and I'm going to start with Ample Sound. Now, I covered one of the new Ample Sound Telecaster guitars in Samplecast episode 13. I want to give an apology to Ample Sound to begin with. They actually run their sample libraries in their own bespoke engine. They don't use the Kontakt engine, which is what I said in the last episode, so I'm really sorry about that, guys. But as I was poking around the Ample Sound website to get more information on this, I actually came across two free instruments that they do. So there's Ample Bass P Lite 2, which is a Fender Precision Bass. It's a cut down version of their full library, but it's completely playable and usable. Got some really good sounds in there. Runs in at about 450 megabytes. There's also an acoustic guitar from them as well called Guitar N Lite 2, and that's over 800 megabytes. Again, a cut down version of the full library, but performs really fantastically. So head over to the Ample Sound website to have a look at those. Next up, a pack from 99 Sounds called Atmospheric Mechanisms. 400 megabytes here, 123 samples, and it's found sounds, Foley, and soundscapes. They've kind of processed the sounds there so that you've got effects, hits, kind of household mechanicals, morphed sounds, percussives, natural sounds as well, plenty of reverses and rhythmic rises too. You can check out the link in the description below for the full information. They do some great giveaways at Computer Music Magazine every month, and this is issue 232. And here they're offering Batzilla CM Modular Synth, which is a fab modular synth developed by those guys at UHI, or UHI. I'm never sure how to pronounce them. Please somebody Facebook me and tell me. They're renowned synth software programmers, and they've developed lots of kind of award-winning synths over the years. So all you have to do is get the magazine, you get the free copy of Batzilla CM included, a whole bunch of extra sounds on there as well, and you also get 16 lessons on how to use the software itself. Don't forget that with Computer Music Magazine, every month you also get their 60 odd effects and instruments on the cover DVD, and that's available now.
Interview.
This week we're honoured to have as our guest composer Andrew Morgan Smith, and he'll be showcasing his track A Chance to Live. Here he is on the creation and production of the track.
Hello, my name is Andrew Morgan Smith, and I wanted to thank Ruben for having me on Samplecast to talk about my piece. My piece is called A Chance to Live, and it's a piece that was written for a short film in which a family has an accident and the family is trying to escape their current situation. The score actually was thrown out, but as a result, I got to use it as demo material, and I really like how it came out. I'm going to talk about each library that I use in this track, but I'm going to go down in score order and talk about each group individually. For the woodwinds, I used Albion 1 and Albion 3, Symphobia 2 solo flute, the 8-Dio Claire flute, 8-Dio oboe, Claire oboe, 8-Dio's Claire clarinet, and Sinewins, bassoon, contrabassoon, bass clarinet, contrabass clarinet. And then if when there are effects, it's cage woodwinds for the effects and the textures that I used. I really like the Albion 1 and 3 stuff for the group sound, especially since the Albion stuff already kind of has a good placement in the room. For woodwinds, especially woodwinds tend to be a little bit further set back in the room. So anything that's like chordal motion, I really like that for, or as well as sustained low woodwind stuff, because they have a really nice bite to their stuff in the background. The next section would be brass. In this track, the majority of it is cinebrass, core, and pro. Then cage brass, which I know most people think, oh, cage brass is for textures and for effects, but I found it very useful actually for short notes. They have great bite on their short notes, and their stopped horns really, really bite, and it's great for that. So a lot of times I'm doubling cage brass and cinebrass, and then occasionally if I need more faster moving legato stuff, I use sample modeling, which is great, although it's even more of a bear to deal with to get the production right on it. And then for some of the effects as well, there's a couple moments where I'm using Project Sam Classic Brass, which is a much older library, but has still some really great effects in it. Next is percussion, which a lot of it is Cineperk, Core, and Pro. I don't have the Aux or the Epic stuff at the moment. Project Sam's True Strike, which is an older library again, but still has a really great tone to it. And the Project Sam Harp is what I'm using for the harp sounds. What I really like about Cineperk, Core, and Pro is it has a good room sound. So oftentimes I'm not bathing my percussion, especially in reverb. They're set back in the room already, and they do punch through and they do sound good, but they have a good room sound as well, so I'm not bathing those in reverb, and in general I'm not bathing much in reverb at all. My next section is strings. So a lot of times I'm using Symphobia 2 various strings, which has a just sustained string patch. Sometimes I'll double stuff with that. I use the 8-Dio agitato legato, which only goes violins through cello. And then I'm using often doubling that with the agitato legato sordinos, which goes violins through bass. I'm using 8-Dio's agitato legato arpeggio stuff for a lot of the fast repetitive motions, or the string arpeggios, or even the rocking back and forth motion that you get with some of the mid to high strings. And those run violin through cello. For my shorts and also my legato bass, I'm using 8-Dio adagio. I'm using cage strings for some effects and textures. Using last two for the aleatoric effects. A thing I've really gotten into is taking action strings, which is a bunch of loops, and for repetitive string motions, I like to often put that in And then I double that with the Adagio shorts, right? So a lot of my strings are layered at least twice. A lot of times I'll be using the agitato legato violins Mancini patch, and then I'll double that with the Adagio legato sordino violins, and I'll be playing them together in unison for first violins. The last thing that I'm using is a Symphobia 2 bass synth, which comes in one of the multis, and I'm doubling the string basses with it. A quick explanation of what I'm trying to do with my mock-up. I'm trying to emulate the sound of an orchestra recorded on a scoring stage, which doesn't have concert reverb. It gets mixed, and then reverb is added to it at the end, so I don't want it to be a track swimming in reverb. I want it to sound realistic in the room. So that's where instruments like Cinebrass and Cineperk and Albion 1 and Albion 2 come in, and they become very useful in helping to give the spatial feeling of that room. The last things to talk about is my production plugins, and I'm not using many. I'm using the Glue Compressor by Cytomic, which is great. I'm using Isotope Ozone on the out for a slight master. I'm using the Bricasti M7 Samplicity Impulses, which are free from Samplicity, but you have to have an engine to run them, and I'm running them in Reverberate. And then I'm also processing some samples with Virtual Scoring Stage 2. Everything else I pretty much leave untouched except for maybe some EQ. And that's pretty much everything. If you want to know more, please look me up, andrewmorgansmith.com, and I'd be happy to hear from you. I hope you enjoy the track. Thanks.
Compose a demo. Platforms. Review.
Here's another sample cast big review, and this time it's Eris Hybrid Choir Designer from VIR2, and this copy has been supplied to me by Time and Space, so thank you very much, guys. Runs in the Kontakt Player, it's 10 gigabytes uncompressed, which is pretty big, I guess. There's male and female choirs here, both in sections and with four soloists. You've got bass, tenor, alto and soprano that you can solo out. There's four performance styles as well. They're all long sustained or legato performances. You've got R's, U's, O's and M's as well. There's also sequencing options in the bottom half of the interface for LFOs. The effects engine is there as well, enabling you to twist the vocals into hybrid textures. You've got three patches with this instrument. There's the performance patch, that's for supposedly realistic performances. We'll come onto that in a sec. There's the pads patch, which is for hybrid performances. And lastly, there's a user patch, which enables you to load in your own samples. So I'm going to come straight out and say it and get this out of the way first. I'd never like to be down on libraries. I know how hard they are to create, but the performance patch in this particular instrument isn't realistic. It just doesn't sound great. Supposedly there are true legato transitions here as well that you can play in a legato fashion on your keyboard, but with a choir sounding this fake, it's hard to work out whether it actually sounds good or not. If you want an idea of how the choir sounds, think about the score from Titanic. It's got that kind of synthy sound to it. It just doesn't sound super realistic for a kind of performance patch. Also, you've got problems with the crossfading. I found basically with the mod wheel down, you've got a sustain, and then as you push it up, it moves into vibrato. It's really obvious where the crossfade is here, and it's obviously two different samples. It just sounds bad. I'm really sorry guys, but for a choir library that has a patch called Performance, it just doesn't perform. I don't want to dwell on this for too long, as it sounds like I'm really rubbishing this library, but it's just this one patch. It is a big deal because it's kind of half the library, but it doesn't work for me. For the same price, if not less, I can get a choir that sounds much more realistic than this. That out of the way, I want to talk about some of the good points of this library. The pads patch, that's the second big patch here. It's much better. You've got 146 different pads. You can layer two different pads together and mix them in different ways. Then you apply effects routing, LFO shaping, and sequencer. The sequencer you can run with volume and for tuning as well. And all of those things that I've just mentioned, you can apply to the two different layers of the library completely separately. And this will create movement and interest. There's some really great effects presets here too. Not entirely obvious where they are, but once you've found them, you can start flicking through and get some really interesting kind of hybrid choir designs. And this, I guess, is the whole point of the library. It is called a hybrid choir designer, and in its way, it does hybrid choir design really well. But it's pretty useless as a straight up choir library, unless you drench it in reverb and you disguise it with other instruments. But that's not really the point. The pads are inspiring and they're emotional, they're infinitely customizable, and that's got to be taken into account with this library because it is, as I say, a hybrid library. I often talk about wanting to be able to load my own samples into particular sample library engines, and in this case you can do it. It's super easy. You just go into the Kontakt options menu, drag that sample in, and then you've got all of those options for modulation and routing that you could possibly wish for. So that's a big thumbs up for that particular aspect of the library. So it's up to you. It just depends whether you want to purchase a library that you can only realistically use half of. The performance side, not great. The pad side, really fun. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Samplecast podcast. We really couldn't do it without you guys. For more information about the show, head to the website at thesamplecast.com. I've been your host, Reuben Cornell. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.